One thing that's resulted from Victoria's experience of devastating bushfires is the international demand for our expertise. And David Ross is one local who was recently called upon to help fight wildfires in British Columbia. David works for the Department of Environment and Primary Industries in Wodonga, and he's one of the 51 Victorian firefighters, the 80 from Australia, who recently returned from fighting Canada's worst wildfires in, I think, about 30 years. G'day, David.
Morning, Roman.
What sort of experience had you had here before you even headed off there?
I've been a firefighter for 11 years with DEPI, and I've been involved with most of the large campaigns. Mm. Yeah, so I'd had a lot of experience with the large fires, and but like I said, 11 years, and I've been involved in some sort of fire every year for those 11 years. Yeah.
And how did you come to get the call to go to Canada?
For a number of years now, we've had a process where we get the opportunity to express interest. So that started, I think, 5 or 6 years ago, and I've been expressing interest every year since then. And this has been the year that got the opportunity. Yeah, was offered to go over and didn't knock it back.
And they, as I mentioned, have had significant wildfires in the last few months. What did you face when you arrived?
When we first got to the fire line, when we first got there, we got briefings about the situation that they had faced. And like us, when we have our very large years, their resources were quite drained, and they'd had over 1,400 fires so far this year, and towards 400,000 hectares that they've burnt. So they're just for the sheer number of fires, their resources were you know, seriously running low. And from fire behaviour, we were spread out all over the province of BC. So I don't know what the other guys faced much, but we got to a fire which was 1,000 hectares and with not a lot of resources on it compared to what we're used to. Yeah.
And was it burning in remote areas? How would it compare to, say, 1,000 hectare burn here? What sort of terrain were you dealing with?
Where the particular fire that I went to was actually on a highway. So it doesn't sound remote, but it was in a reasonably remote part of BC. We were just west of Lake Williams. We're in the Caribou Fire Centre, just near a small town called Alexis Creek. So we're close to the highway, but as far as, we're in a very remote township of BC. But we were quite lucky in the terrain. We're up on the plateau type area, so there was a little bit of steepness at the fire, but there was a large area of plateau, which made it a little bit easier as far as getting around the fire. But again, very similar to what we're used to. You can face any terrain, you know, and they have a multitude of terrain. But, in our time over there, we did get to see some photos of some of the fires that the other Australians were at, and the mountains were just incredible compared to what we're used to.
Yes. How daunting is it to walk into a new country, a foreign country with foreign crews, and you're dealing with unfamiliar landscapes, and step into you were in a supervisory capacity, so how do you kind of take on that responsibility in the unknown?
Yeah, Roman, I was a divisional supervisor, so we were tasked with being in charge of crews. There was 4 Australians on this fire, myself and 3 others, and originally when we got there it was quite daunting. We were put straight into our role of divisional supervisors, and before we started, it was quite daunting, and we were quite unsure of what to expect. But once we, a few hours into the first day, we felt quite comfortable, and it didn't take long to pick up that the dynamics of firefighting are quite similar to what we face. So we were comfortable after, just shortly into the first day, and we stayed comfortable thereafter.
You were there for a month. What kind of things did you face while you were there?
The fire behaviour was very different. I said the dynamics of fire were the same as far as managing large groups of people. We had to learn a bit about the fire behaviour, and the vegetation was very different. The terrain was the same, was very similar to Australia, but the vegetation was very different. So there's some things happened that we didn't expect.
In what way? How did that play a part?
For example, I'll go into detail if you don't mind. In Australia, we have our bushfires, most of the time the fire will burn the vegetation to the ground, and once the fire's been through, that's finished. But in the particular fire we're at, the fire would pass through and burn over the top of what they call their duff layer, which would be often, you know, where we were, probably 8 inches of pine nettles, and it will have burnt and there'll be no smoke or anything. But then, you know, late on a hot day with a bit of breeze, the fire could pop up anywhere on the edge. Yeah, so
you're not dealing with completely blackened,
no,
to the ground sort of, no, aftermath of the fire.
Yeah, in some areas of the fire where it burns really intensely, over there we did. And the other thing is too, is once the near surface fuels have burnt in Australia, the canopy won't ignite, but with the particular vegetation we're in there, the canopy will ignite at any time, you know, if the duff layer gets going again, because what they call the ladder fuels are really close to the surface, they'll break into the tree canopy and can continue to burn through the canopy, which was another thing we weren't used to.
Constant alert.
Yeah.
Because you'd never know when it might flare up again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We're talking to David Ross, and he's an employee of DEPI, Department of Environment and Primary Industry, but recently returned from British Columbia in Canada, where a number of Australian firefighters were asked to go and help manage some really significant wildfires in Canada. I think the worst they've had in about 30 years. How were you received by the firefighting crews there, David?
From my particular experience, we were received very well. We spoke to our operations chief on the first day, or after we'd worked for the first day, and he was quite happy. He was really happy, and he said, you know, I'm pleased you guys are here because we filled roles that otherwise wouldn't have been filled. Mm. He did admit to us that when he first found out he was getting four Aussies to fill his div suit roles, he was a little bit nervous. He didn't know what to expect.
Yeah,
the same as we didn't know what to expect, but otherwise, with the crews on the ground and everyone else, we received very well, and we were looked after very well. And I think, and we really felt like we made a difference, and we were valuable for the Canadians. So that was good for us.
So how was the situation when you left?
Well, luckily, the province, the whole of the province, had seen a lot of rain. Yeah. So the particular fire we were on was stitched up, or buttoned up, as they say in Canada, and there were still some significant fires going, but they'd quietened down a lot. And because a lot of the smaller fires had been taken care of, they had a lot of resources, again, available. So they were in a much better situation. I think they still have two fires of significance burning at the moment, but the rest of the, you know, multiple fires have been taken care of.
And coming into our fire season now, it's not far away, what, if anything, do you think you'll be able to take from your British Columbia experience and apply here?
Like I said, what we do is a lot the same, but one thing that we have to deal with hazardous trees a lot, and they had some different methods and some different ideas about having people work around hazardous trees. So that's something that
lot of us.
They have very stringent procedures. Which they've developed and which we'll be looking at. It might not be suitable for what we do, but it was just good, not good. Unfortunately, there was, you know, another country that has to deal with hazardous trees. So it was interesting, and there was, you know, it was valuable to us to find out a bit about, you know, another country that deals with the same sort of hazards. Mm. So,
and that is obviously something of much importance to our local community. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see where that might go. Certainly. Great to talk to you, David. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And thanks for sharing a little insight into what you went through there.
No worries, Bronwyn. Thanks for having me.
David Ross, DEPI employee from Wodonga, recently returned from fighting those significant wildfires in the British Columbia area of Canada.